Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful, wonderful Thursday. It is the Fan Open live from Manor Valley, Westmoreland County. We are out here. The fog is resting just above the fairway as we look out on number one. It is going to be a fantabulous, wonderful, absolutely perfect day for the Fan Open. A little chilly right now. That'll burn off, and it'll be like rated about 80. It is just marvelous already. With that, I say good morning to Chris. How is everything?
It is chef's kiss out here, and I imagine it'll only get better. This is like exactly what you want when we get out here early, and the fog, like you said, is resting on everything out here in Westmoreland County. You hear the birds chirping. Soon enough, the sun will come up over those trees. It'll warm things up. It'll be beautiful. It'll be gorgeous. I can't wait. This is always fun. I've missed it the last couple years.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Adam, do you have us back in the mothership, the studio, everything going well? It's you can hear us good, right?
I sure can, and I picked out my outfit accordingly today, knowing that I was not going to be seeing anybody, including the bosses, because they're all out there. I'm wearing ball shorts. I got sandals on with my socks. I'm ready to rock, baby.
So you're wearing what Ron wears to work generally every day. That sounds good in the summer.
That's right.
All right, perfect.
So you're not coming out here at all, Crowley?
I can't. It's too far away. And listen, I don't want to take any of the shine off the real stars, okay?
Yes.
Right.
Certainly.
Good point.
Yeah, Paul Zeiss be out here. Question about golf outings. Now, we're having a scramble, and it's all well and all good, and we're going to have a fun time. What do people make of the guy who wears knickers on the golf course, or who wears, goes with like the Payne Stewart gear, or wears, it borders on overdoes it. I guess I applaud that guy that goes all out. I can't be that guy, but I applaud that guy.
I'll never be that guy. I'm that guy in the cheap pair of shorts that I wear every day. Not cheap, but, you know, we've gone over it before. I'm no staple of fashion, and a simple golf shirt. So I'll never be. Are those guys, are there still those guys around? I don't golf as much as, well, as just about anybody. This will be my first time out this year, so it'll be particularly ugly. If you want to see ugly golf, come watch me today. But I don't see those people around. I don't know how many of them are left.
Yeah, there are some of the old guys. Some of the guys do it for nostalgia reasons.
Right.
Some of the guys also do it like around the 4th of July. They will go real patriotic garb. I can't do it, but, you know, and this is unlike me, I give a lot of respect for those guys for putting it out there. I do. I say, you know, have fun. Live it up. That's great. But I just, it would never be me. Now, sometimes, and I've been thinking about this as we're getting ready to do this today, it actually plays better if you're the fat guy and do that. You become the fun guy.
You much know, like the Hawaiian shirt guy.
Yes.
Hawaiian shirt guy is the same guy that wears knickers and a newsboy cap to play golf.
Correct. Crowley, thoughts?
Yeah, they call that your fit, gentlemen. And I'll tell you what, when I'm golfing, I don't go with the knickers or anything like that, but there's matchy-matchy going on. It takes me a good 30 minutes to decide what I'm going to wear before I golf.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen a collar around your neck, Crowley, like an actual shirt collar.
I'm not walking around the office trying to, you know, determine which club I'm pulling out of my bag, am I, Chris?
Okay. Fair.
No. Now, I have not played golf. I've played par 3 with my son a couple times during the pandemic and thereafter. I played golf with Jim once. I think I've played one time since the last Fan Open.
Yeah.
Which we won, by the way. I'll make note. All these heavy hitters and these big-time guys and these people that play golf all the time. I believe we were champions of the last Fan Open. But all that being said, it won't be ugly, but it won't be great for me today. I'll athlete my way around the course. I'll muscle it around and be fine and keep up. And I believe I'm playing with my guys, the Shenderovich brothers. So they are totally predictable, right down the middle.
That's what you need in a scramble.
Yep, they'll hit it 290, right down the middle.
You mentioned playing par 3 with your son.
Yes.
Speaking of fashion and par 3. That's completely – you can go to a par 3 in exactly what Crowley is wearing
exactly
this morning,
right,
and no one will blink at you.
Right. All you got to do is kind of keep your shirt on if you can see the clubhouse.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. I enjoy par 3. Yeah. I don't enjoy par 3 if it's too crowded. I really enjoy par 3 if there's not a lot of people around. And the par 3 in North Park generally is as in good a shape of a par 3 as there is anywhere. There is a par 3 – I wonder if it's still open. There is a par 3 in Los Angeles called Los Feliz.
Okay.
That is incredible. It's in, I think it's in a couple movies. Is there a part in Swingers where they're putting? Is that in Swingers?
Yeah, I think it's.
It's that Los Feliz par 3. It runs right there by the river, which is like just
not really a river.
No, not at
it's
all.
It's a big concrete ditch.
People ride horses on it.
Yeah, Terminator scene.
Yes.
Yeah, Terminator.
And so it's a cool little, and it is still open. The Los Feliz Par 3. It is so neat, and it's cut right into this neighborhood.
Look at that.
It is wild. It is the best Par 3 on earth.
My dad and I have very few moments together because we didn't spend a lot of time together growing up, but one was every Sunday. For the few years we lived in Texas, every Sunday we lived like right by a golf course. And as soon as he was done, as soon as the winner had been decided in that weekend's final round of golf, Santa brought me golf clubs one year when I was like 8. And he would drag me out there and we would play a little par 3, the Valley Independent Country Club down in Brownsville, Texas. And that's where I learned to play golf was a par 3. When you're a kid, that's the best way to learn how to play golf. You don't want to drag your kid out here on like a full length course. Teach him to play on a par 3. That's the best way to do it. First ever hole of golf I played, I hit the tee shot into a greenside bunker and then holed out from the bunker, and it's been all downhill since then.
Holy
it's just
cow.
Been terrible.
That's a good start.
Yeah, no, it's that I thought I had some sort of actual athletic ability for a fleeting moment, and then it was just terrible.
Yeah, you don't. No.
Established 1952, Los Feliz par 3. And how about this? Right now, this is so un-LA. $9 for 9 holes, just a buck a hole. You would think it'd be $50 in LA.
Still, it's still $9.
Hold on, run that by me again.
$9 for 9 holes. That's it.
Holy cow!
Yeah,
how do they stay in business?
Because I don't know. It's owned by the city.
Okay,
so that helps. But it is this little gem of green grass.
Look at the trees.
Cut right into the neighborhood. It's one of the cool little – it's like these hardcore golf people wouldn't be like, oh, I'm going to Riviera instead. But it's one thing you have to do in your life if you're ever in Los Angeles. You got to play the Los Feliz Par 3 because you walk into it and you're like, I'm in the middle of craziness. But wait, there's this sanctuary of a Par 3 that is in this neighborhood. I'm telling you, it's one of the neatest things on earth.
You know what I want to see is take some of these – tour golfers, PGA Live, whatever. The guy's getting paid hundreds of millions, whatever. And put them on a little Muni par 3 like this Los Feliz in Los Angeles. And I would watch that. I would watch them playing on a par 3. It's fun to watch them drive the ball ungodly distances, but that would be entertaining to me.
Or North Park.
Yeah.
Yes. Love it. When is the last time you've played any golf, Crowley?
Last year. Had to be last year. Haven't gotten out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I only played twice last year, too. Terrible at golf. Terrible.
Is Starkey playing or hosting a show? Do you know? He's playing?
He's playing.
So Ron is solo out here?
That's oh, my God.
Think about that.
How grumpy is Ron going to be? 84 degrees, his partner's golfing, and he's talking about what today? He's talking about
he doesn't
Stanley
play
Cup
golf.
Final.
Do you know the story behind Ron and golf, though? Somebody needs to pry this out of him today. This is one of the – if you take a book of 93.7 The Fan, deep cuts, like artifacts that are way in the back, little known nuggets. Ron dropped it one day on the audience, and I remember exactly where I was. That's how much it hit me. I was driving down Green Tree Hill. There was like a meeting in the office or something. It was in the second hour of the show. I was right by the runaway truck sand pile, and I had just hit traffic, and I was fascinated by this story. Ron started talking about how he was like 9 and 10 years old and was a, his words, not mine, a medalist champion golfer in Beaver County. And then it took a real, real like morose and dark turn real quick because he said his temper got the worst of him. And no, it was this fascinating story. Also, it got a little bit too expensive, but he could, his temperament wouldn't allow him to continue.
Can't afford the bike and golf at the same time.
Yeah, nope. But he was a great golfer at like 9 and 10 years old. He even threw in, won some tournaments and things, but then my temper got the best of me. And I put it down.
I wonder if he was like that.
Yes.
I wonder if he was like that guy. Did you see the guy at the Open this past weekend? He was like 13 over. And he missed the putt and like whipped his putter into like the 10-inch deep rough, and then just started breaking clubs. It was like something out of a movie. It was, I felt that.
See, I would have kept golfing and just dealt with my anger problem, or not dealt with it, I guess, in that instance.
Especially if I was a medalist golfer, as Ron claims.
I think we found we talk about Ron a lot because he's fun to psychoanalyze.
Right.
I think Ron enjoys being angry.
Sir,
to the extent
he doesn't like being happy.
That's it.
I know that.
So here's the thing. If golfing makes him not happy, why does he not golf more?
Man, I don't know. Probably the cost. Anything that costs more than $5, he
but this is
do.
This is an outing. Everything's taken care of. You would think he'd be all over this.
What? Yeah, good call. Good call. But I guess one of them has to play, and one of them has to do the show.
Yeah, I guess.
So thus, Starkey has really played up this golfer bit. So he's got to be out there.
He has. He walked in yesterday, and I still owe him a round of golf for that bet we made last fall for our football picks. And I'm going to take him out here at some point this summer.
Do it right after the outing today. Tell him this is your payoff.
Yeah.
They have lights here at Manor Valley.
That's true. But he walked in, and you couldn't see it because you were facing me. You weren't staring out the door.
He was holding some golf.
He was holding a golf ball. He was pointing at me, like vigorously pointing at me, aggressively pointing, holding a golf ball, and then pointing at the golf ball like, you owe me. And it's like, Joe, he's so aggressive in how he badgers people to golf with him. And
yesterday,
I get it. I have to pay off a bet. But, like, he's just – he's going after people, Adam.
Mac, yesterday he was outside the studio, the producer booth window, holding up a golf ball, knocking on the door as if to say, Crowley, we're golfing. Come on, let's golf. Bro, back off me, Starkey.
He's going to get you on Mount Lebanon. Do they still have that Muni course out there?
Can I tell you a story about that course?
Sure.
We used to park cars there. The student body population of Mount Lebanon High School, and then you'd have sex in the back of the car. That was like our place in Mount Lebanon because it was so dark in that parking lot there.
Full-on sex?
Yeah, in the back of the car, you know, like high school kids do.
People had sex with you in high school.
That's,
well, I mean,
people had sex with you, period? I mean,
people is a stretch.
Do they know that? Do you think they know that their parking lot is like a romp and roll?
They do now.
Do they know? Do you think it's still, is it a time-honored tradition, or did it phase out with your class?
That's a wonderful question, because the other one was just a parking lot by the high school that I know far too many people got caught by the police there. So you might have to move it around just for safety's sake.
Yeah. Like we any parking lot off of Corrigan Drive, like any random sort of dark grove without any lights around it in South Park, that was the spot for us growing up in Baldwin. I don't know if Fox Chapel had or Sharpsburg had an area.
Sharpsburg did.
it's just Sharpsburg
alley. Alley. But Fox Chapel, there was a lot of different hidden like parks and things. And then the other part was, and let's be real about this, I was not that kid. I grew up in Sharpsburg, but I had friends. We went to some houses where – this monstrosity of houses with 11 bedrooms.
Yeah, Will
and
Carlton were living in the pool house.
And you were just like, I can't believe I'm at this. I remember one party in particular that has nothing to do with sex. We were seniors, and apparently it was a sophomore girl's parents who were away. So they went, and they had this kind of drop ceiling in the basement, and we were annihilated drunk. And my one buddy jumps up, and he moved the one drop ceiling part, and there were pipes exposed behind it. And it was a really nice house. I mean, a gigantic house that had just been built. And we were like, it was after we had graduated, so it was before college. It was that summer.
That summer is always bananas.
And he was doing pull-ups on the
pipes.
On the pipes.
Did he break one?
No, but they were like rumbling and stuff. And this girl comes walking in, and she goes, "You cannot do that." And he goes, "Well, if you don't like it, you can leave." And she said, "I live here."
Kids will, you know, we talk a lot.
We had no idea whose house it was.
We talk a lot about, like, the things that our kids will miss out on. Our kids will never have those parties because everyone has, like, Ring or a security system.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, my kid will never be able to throw a party when my wife and I go away and have all their friends over because we'll see 67,000 high schoolers coming into the house via the Ring camera.
He did. He said, "You think I could do a pull-up on here?" I go, "Man, that pipe might break." And we were like, just in the bag off of Beast Light, just crushed. And this little girl, and we knew it was a sophomore that was about to be a junior because we were seniors done, so they were two grades behind us. But we didn't know who.
Yeah,
they were
just the house.
Somebody's parents were in Aruba or something. I can remember it clear as day. She said, "You need to stop that. Well, if you don't like it, you can leave." "Well, I live here."
"Live here."
"Okay." And then what do you say?
Like, so how many, you should still leave. I'm busy here.
Right.
How many pull-ups you
so
do, Colin?
I didn't do any. I was sitting on the couch, drunk, watching. It was at that point people had Dish TV just come in, I remember.
Uh-huh.
And I was trying to find some obscure, like, New Mexico and Fresno basketball or baseball game at that point because it was summer probably, or some really weird thing where if you typed in the coordinates, you could actually watch, like, the White Sox game.
Right.
So that was me, just in the bag. So anyway, Crowley, I don't know how we got there. Oh, where people had sex.
Because
there's
Crowley
900
was,
rooms.
Yeah.
I remember I went into one. I can't tell this story.
Sure you can.
One guy, this other girl got really mad at this other guy, and there was a million rooms because he caught them with his girlfriend in the room.
Oh.
So he found, and this was before cell phones. Like, people didn't have cell phones. He found a camera in his parents' room, in the parents' room of the house.
Yeah.
And he just took a bunch of pictures of his crank and just left the camera.
That was actually a thing. A friend of mine, and I know he's listening right now. A friend of mine, and you know how weddings you used to put like a disposable camera on each table for people to take pictures. He would go around at every wedding he went to. Zach, I know you're listening, and he would take pictures of his junk on every disposable camera, and then you would get the pictures developed, and there would be pictures of Zach's junk in the middle of your film.
And he said to me, he goes, "What do you think? You think that was a good move?" And I said, "Well, as long as your feet aren't in it, like, make sure that your clothes
no identifying anything." Yeah.
And he said, "Man, I don't know." And so I don't know to this day what happened, but her parents had to know then there was a party if they went and got their film developed.
Or they thought there was like a rogue
film
developer.
Yeah, and there was because it was standing in her, you could see the dresser
behind
it.
That'd freak me out, man.
Uh-huh, but he was mad at her and she was mad at him, so he just took pictures of his junk in her bedroom. Crowley, that's something you would do?
I'm never taking pictures of my junk. It does not benefit me at all. Not even
any
sexual
scenarios.
I think
if you get the right angle, you could.
Nah.
We should probably get on with the show as opposed to the pre-show. Thoughts there today?
Yeah, let's punt.
Okay, yes. Good. Live from Manor Valley. It's the Fan Open. We're going to have a great time if the pre-show is any indication. Good morning.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.